It is the West Coast Feel Good Station 7XS. This is Skurbo for breakfast through till 9. Tasmania Talks after 9 with Mike. And tomorrow is Daffodil Day for the Cancer Council. And right now I've got Sarah Hurst, Cancer Council Coordinator from Devonport, on the line to talk about what's happening in Queenstown and all about Daffodil Day itself. Thanks for joining us, Sarah.
Good morning, Cameron. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, so Daffodil Day has been going on for quite a while now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. So in Tasmania, we first started Daffodil Day in 1995.
I was in grade 12 then. I was not quite 18, so that's how long it's been going for.
Yeah, it's a long-standing tradition and something that Tasmanians really get behind every year. So it's an exciting campaign for us and something that's very touching for quite a lot of people across the state.
For sure. And I guess it has had a huge impact, otherwise you wouldn't be still doing it.
Exactly. So we'd love to raise around $90,000 this year, and that's what we raised last year across the state, even in COVID times, and that helps us go a long way in supporting Tasmanians that are impacted by cancer and investing in research to hopefully find a cancer-free future.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Now, people who want to take part and raise funds don't necessarily have to do it on the day, and in fact, the Queenstown Cancer Group are doing something today. Tell us about what they're doing.
They are. So Geraldine and the wonderful group of ladies are down at the chemist. They'll be there from 10 till 2 today. They'll be selling some fresh daffodils and some merchandise, and they've also got a wonderful raffle going, just $1 a ticket. So fantastic prizes. There's 3 prizes, I think, there. So some great linen products that you can win in their raffle. And tonight they're also running a scent night at the RSL. That's at 7 p.m. So just bring a friend and a small gift, and it's $5 per person, including some delicious supper. And all funds raised stay in Tasmania and go towards Cancer Council Tasmania with the Daffodil Day appeal.
It's excellent. Now, that's really good to hear. All right, now, it's probably not too late to hold some sort of daffodil fundraiser for the Cancer Council. If people want to register for that and for more information, where can they go?
Yeah, of course. They can jump onto daffodilday.com.au. They can purchase a range of merchandise there if they're not close to a store. They can set up their own yellow fundraiser and show their flower power in support of the Daffodil Day for 2021.
Excellent. Is there any major specific goal you've got in mind for this year?
We're hoping to get to $90,000. That would be amazing. But the generosity of the Tasmanian community is overwhelming every year. We're 90% funded by the community, and we need to raise about $4 million every year. So every dollar counts. So as much as we can possibly raise is what we're aiming for.
Well, fingers crossed for you there. You certainly do a wonderful job. Thank you, Sarah, for joining us today. And all the best as you get to that particular target.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's really great to have your support, and 7XS has been an incredible support of Cancer Council Tasmania and everything that we do across the state. So thank you so much for having us, and happy Daffodil Day.
Thank you, and it's our pleasure. Thank you very much, Sarah. There we go, Sarah Hurst joining us from the Cancer Council here at 7XS. And don't forget to drop by at the stall today outside the Queenstown Pharmacy to grab a little item or two and to buy a raffle ticket there in support of the Cancer Council. And don't forget the scent night tonight as well. 7XS.